Welcome back to Be You, The World Will Adjust. By the time you hear this, my website, Performance Coaching, and my podcast will have been launched in early February. What is today, Katie? February the 10th, I think it is. February the 10th, and I have to tell you, I had a lot of trepidation coming into this morning, and my helpers, Emily Gillis, on doing the website, and Sinead doing my copy, and Katie helping me with the podcast have all been fantastic, and my kids and my wife and my family, you know, going over the copy because they know I can't write or edit anything, and my grammar is terrible when I'm writing things. But so far, it's been pretty exciting. I haven't figured out how to send a mass email. Fortunately, I had 3 hours on the plane today, and I was literally pumping in each person's email address. And then I was so incompetent that I sent out, actually, to the first group, they got 3 copies. But I figured they're going to probably blame their own system as opposed to me. They're going to think nobody would be stupid enough to send out 3 copies. Ha ha, joke's on you. But, you know, one of the things that sort of came to me today as I was doing this, and I have been very, very nervous, and I shouldn't be nervous. It kind of falls into that previous, you know, the fraud syndrome. But I don't feel like a fraud today, but I'm sort of excited, and you don't know how you're going to take it. But the response has been great. A lot of people have sent me notes, and a lot of people have listened to the podcast, and you know, the most important thing for me is to be genuine, and when people listen to my podcast, the response I want is, that's really you. And when I was doing my first 2 books, I worked with 2 different writers, and actually in the first one I worked with 3 different writers because the first 2 people couldn't get my voice. And it was so important to me that the books captured my voice for those people that knew me, and probably even more importantly, the people that didn't know me, but that there was a voice that captured for them and it resonated with them and it was comforting yet challenging. And so this journey of starting the company, the books, now the new website, I think this is my 3rd website, but this one's much more true to my heart. I love the recruiting business, don't get me wrong. It's spectacular finding talented people and seamlessly fitting them into an organization, especially when most organizations have told me, no, that's the wrong person. I'm like, okay, fine. But watching people grow, even my producer here, Katie, recently went out on the limb, quit her job, and she's landing some new opportunities. And as I said to her, you know, there's people come in and out of our lives for reasons. And I seem to come into a lot of people's lives. And so I feel very blessed in that. We have to learn, as I said to Katie, we have to learn to trust ourselves. I said to my friend Don Christie a little earlier, I said, you know, I'm at the point in my life where I actually trust my instinct. I don't try to talk myself out of my instinct, because my instinct is good. And I think everybody's instinct is good. And over time, I think we're beaten down in our instincts. You know, we sort of say, we think we should do this. Somebody says, no, it's a stupid idea. Why would you ever do that? And you sort of go, maybe. But what do they know? How do they know that they're right? I remember watching one of the Ron Burgundy things. It was an outtake or something where he was talking about doing a 24-hour sports network. And he goes, what a stupid idea. Next thing you'll have is a 24-hour news network. And he said, what a stupid idea. But the reality is that nobody knows what a stupid idea is. And your instinct is as good as anybody else's instinct. And so through this journey that I've been on, the hardest part has been to trust my instincts, to trust the people that I want to deal with, and trust when I meet someone that I don't want to deal with, that I don't second-guess myself, especially from a client perspective. I had an interesting situation today. Somebody sent me an email. I was just getting off the plane. They said, my friend's out of work, and, you know, would you meet them and spend some time with them? And I said, sure. And I love doing that. I truly love doing it. And regardless of who the people are. And I did the standard, hi, nice to meet you, email. And I said, listen, the way I normally go about these things, not normally, I always go about them is, I like people to get a copy of my book first, read the book, True Fit, because I find that it gives us a better starting point in a conversation. We're not spending the first hour filming in about who you are and everything else, and then I have to fill them in about how I think, and it's new to them, and so on and so on. And it always surprises me, right? People are asking for help, and so I sent this person the note, and he sends me a note back saying, yeah, thanks, but I sort of cruised your website, kind of got a picture of who you are, and I'll pass on the book. So I'm thinking to myself, like, seriously, like, what doesn't this person get? Like, I'm not going to get rich on the book. The book's $9.99 on Amazon. After the publisher and everybody else takes it, I'm actually owing them money in most cases. But, like, how insulting that they're asking for part of my time, and I'm telling them the circumstances under which they can have my time for free, and they're saying, no, that's kind of not how I want to do it. So, you know, I sent him a note back saying, hey, listen, sorry to be a stickler for this, but I am a stickler for it. And this is the way I like to do it. And if it doesn't work for you, that's okay. I'm not trying to tell you that you should do it my way, but this is how I do it. And I sort of put in parentheses, you know, the book's $9.95. I'm not going to get rich on it. I'm not trying to sell books. I actually had one person one time say to me that they'd send me the $9.95. if they didn't have to read the book. And I thought, how insulting. Anyways, so I sent that off to him, and I'm pretty sure that I'm not gonna hear back from him. So those are the little sort of bumps in the road that you sort of come across people, and you sort of say, you know, like, what is it about people? But I would say the majority of the people that I've sort of reached out to me today on the launch of the website have been fantastic. And, you know, I used to accept all compliments easily, right? And my wife told me to be a little more suspicious of all compliments over time. But I find it hard to be, because I know when I compliment people, like, I would never say, you look wonderful, it's a great outfit, you look good, or something like that if you didn't. But let's go back to the journey. The journey of this, of starting this business, of really not knowing where it was going to go. And I still don't know where it's going to go. And I think that's one of the things that I try to emphasize to people. And, you know, talking to Katie earlier tonight about this thing, we have no ability to see the future. We have no ability to know where it goes. We just have to take the next step and sort of keep trying things and finding out whether it works or it doesn't work, whether that's the right kind of client or it's not the right kind of client. And I think that, you know, too often people stop trying. They, oh, it's not going to work. Oh, they're never going to do that. Or I can't do that. And I may have or I may have not have talked about my experience in going out to look for money, my experience in going out to look for clients. I came to the realization that I have zero clue as to what's going to be a good meeting or what's not going to be a good meeting. And the only thing I can control is to go to the mall. And all the ones that I thought, this is going to be solid, it's going to be great, I'm going to really hit it out of park with these people, you walk in and it's dead on arrival. And the other ones that I thought about after being beat up from the ones that I thought were good, thought about possibly not going to, actually turned out to be pretty good. Not only maybe I had low expectations after coming, you know, having 12 rounds with the other clients, but I sort of stepped back afterwards and said, no, that's how it's supposed to work, right? It's supposed to fit or not fit, right? We're not supposed to try to make it work, whether it's jobs, whether it's customers, whether it's relationships. It should just flow. And it's a beautiful thing when it does. But again, as I've said before, it doesn't mean that it's easy all the time. You've constantly got to be in search for these things. So I go through, you know, today I spent, I don't know, 2.5-3 hours sending out emails, announcing the thing. We launched it on LinkedIn and sort of, you know, it's a nice rush and everything else, but I won't leave it at that, right? Tomorrow and the next day, I've got meetings and I've got clients and I've got coaching people, and I'll follow up with that and I'll go through my emails and I'll go through my contact list. The important thing about taking this journey, for anybody that takes this journey. It's not easy, and you just have to keep pushing the envelope, right? Not be afraid to be bold. Not be afraid to sort of try something. Not be afraid to follow your instinct. Because, you know, the fear and flight instincts are natural, right? You get that sense. And so if those are naturally given by God or by whomever else you believe in, then why aren't why aren't instincts about good and bad, right and wrong, right fit, wrong fit? So where am I going with all this? You know, sometimes I think I'm supposed to have an answer for every question, but sometimes I just have the question. And the question is, I think we're, you know, when we talk about performance coaching, when we talk about giving people confidence, you know, today I read all the case studies on the website of previous people. And what was interesting is Sinead and I originally had talked about putting people's titles in. And we weren't going to put where they worked from because we wanted to maintain some anonymity. But then I said, you know, what's interesting is people are impressed with titles. So if I coach the CEO or I coach the head of this or I coach the head of that, they're more impressed with that than if I coach you, Katie, or some young woman from college or some young man early on in his career. And I said to Sinead, I said, but the reality is the need for both of those people is the same need. It doesn't matter that one person's up at the top of the pile and the other person's at the beginning of the pile. The importance to them of needing the help is the most important thing. They don't see themselves as, I need less help or more help than the other person. They want help for their own lives. So I added a little thing in there that said, you know, the stories speak for themselves and doesn't really matter. My first website, I did the classic. I had, you know, CEO of the Royal Bank, a whole bunch of people and everything else. And it was actually kind of funny because most people would say to me, oh, wow, I saw you had Gord Nixon on your website. Never read what he said, but they just saw that I had. And I realized when I reflected back that for most people, that was more important. So if I want them to change the lens on how they see it, then I have to do something differently. And the different in this particular case was not having anybody's real name, not having anybody's title, and not having anybody's company. And hopefully what people will listen to is the message of each of those people. Now, the risk is people say it's bullshit. You just made those things up and none of that stuff's real. But, I believe when you read the stories that you'll come to realize that they are real stories about people. And I will be adding to those as well. And as I've said before, if those things resonate with you, then drop me a note. And if there's something in particular that really resonates with you and you'd like me to talk about, drop me a note. So until next time, I'm going to leave you with one last thought. Ever see that movie, Yes Man? With, what's his name, Jim Carrey? Yeah. I love that movie. And what I love about that movie is that 99.9% of the population is afraid to say yes or no. I think you have to say, you have to be willing to say both, right? So instead of just being a yes person or a no person, I want you to think about being an instinct person. Follow the first instinct that you have. If it's go forward, go forward. If it's go right, it's go right. If it's go left, go left. Follow your instincts. Until we meet again, I'm Jim Bakiai, and this is Be You, The World Will Adjust.